The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Now, in this time of getting out and about, wondering if there's something we can do, there are a few places trying to get their offering out to you in various different ways. The Irish National Heritage Park in Ferry-Carrig in County Wexford is one of those places. They're moving their tours online. So if you're into museums and history and all of that, you can still do it from the comfort of your own home. Chris Hayes, good morning to you.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you? Good morning from
my
lovely sunny Wexford.
It's the sunny southeast. You're growing strawberries and wine there in February at this stage.
Absolutely. It was probably missed when the Taoiseach was addressing the nation the other night. He also said it was now okay also to call Wexford Wexico, given the amount of sunshine that we do have.
Excellent. Now, you are in the Irish National Heritage Park. Tell us about it, first of all.
The Irish National Heritage Park, a lot of people have probably been here on a school tour, Oliver. And one of the most popular things that school tours do here in the park is they visit our Bronze Age cooking site, where they get to taste some meat cooked in our Fullocht Fí, which is the oldest and longest running experimental archaeology site in the world.
Wow.
The background to the park itself was the park opened in 1987. It's Ireland's largest open-air museum. We're set in 40 acres on the banks of the River Slaney, just outside Wexford town. A lot of people would know it from coming into Wexford over the bridge in Ferry-Carrig. There's the Round Tower up on the hill of Carrick.
Yeah.
Now, the Round Tower is a monument that was built in the 19th century, but that's in the grounds of the park, and the Round Tower is actually built on the site of the first Norman castle built in Ireland in 1169 when the Normans arrived.
Piles of history,
absolutely. And so, there was a bunch of locals back in the early 80s who had this idea. One man in particular, Ned Culleton, had an idea to have a park where people could come to Ireland. His idea was they'd get off the boat in Rosslare, they'd arrive in Wexford, and if they had somewhere to go to that would kind of tease them with all the treasures of the Irish landscape. So he thought, well, maybe what we could do is we'd build a dolmen and then tell people that the dolmen with the biggest capstone in Europe is actually in Carlow, just up the road, and then bring them to a ring fort and then point them on to a ring fort somewhere else in Ireland.
And you get a better sense of the size of it rather than just images.
Exactly,
have reconstructed.
Exactly, that's the thing, yeah. So all the reconstruction. So what they did then was, the mission statement was to tell the story of human settlement in Ireland from the arrival of the first humans in the Stone Age. Yeah. To the fateful arrival of the Normans in 1169. And there was 15 reconstructed sites built in the park, and then the tour brings you chronologically through time till you arrive on the Hill of Carrick.
At the moment, we can't physically go there. So
we can't physically
what have you
go
done?
There. So what we've done is, with our scant resources, we're a charity, and we've put together a media team with a former tour guide here, myself, a former forester, and we have Marie here with us as well, who's French, who brings a bit of spice. And what we've done is we've put our collective heads together in the media department, and we've gone digital with our tours.
Brilliant.
So our tour guide here, Jack Matthews, a local from Wexford Town, has put together some fun and interactive tours for kids, so they can go onto our YouTube channel, YouTube/Irish Heritage, and they can now see those tours. And it's a fun and interactive way. Yeah. And it's that thing, Oliver, that like every place else, when people can't come out, we're trying to bring that fun and entertainment element into people's houses and get people, you know, chatting to each other. They're short little videos, but it just gives a sense of what's going on. There's an interesting fact in there. And school tours, like I said, we have teachers bringing their schools into the park on tours, and they say, look, I remember being here as a kid, and this is where I got my love of history, and I remember going around, I remember tasting the meat in the Fullocht Fí. So it's a great place, it's a great story.
Do you have a demo? I presume you have a demo of the Fullocht Fí. It's something we could probably do ourselves at home with all the time.
Absolutely, yeah, we do. It, like I said, it's one of the most popular things. Last year I was talking to
this is where
Perry
you heat the stones in a fire and into a hole in the ground as you dug, isn't it? And
yes, exactly, that's it. Yeah,
you
pile up your stones and sticks
over the course of a week or something like that.
Yeah, no, it's actually a much shorter time. The most successful meat that we've cooked in it is actually rabbit, which comes out really nice. But the name Fullocht Fí is kind of deer bat, so deer we think would have often been cooked in it, and they were also used probably for making beer and all sorts of stuff as well. But it is something that we do in the park that's super popular.
You might do a later video on how to make beer if this thing goes on too long.
Absolutely.
By the way, how long does it take to cook the rabbit?
Not very long, actually, only about an hour and a half to cook the rabbit. Oh. So that was it, you know. And actually, if you again go on to the YouTube channel, YouTube/ Heritage Park, and you will see we have a full video up there of that. But the idea of Heritage Park Digital, it is just to get us out there, to stay in front of people. And when all this passes and we can open the gates again on the 40 acres, it is a great place for people to come and visit.
We've
all these hidden secrets in Wexford. Yeah.
Well, thanks a million and the best of luck with that, Chris. HeritagePark.ie or their YouTube channel, which is the National Heritage Park in Ferry Carrig in Wexford. Thanks a million for that.